Hey kids, it is the early hours of Saturday, January the 16th, 2016, and this is the Hidden Node. So, we're doing things a little different this time. Well, for one, I'm recording on Audition instead of Audacity, so I'm a little iffy in terms of, well, how this program will work. Been using Audacity for 5, 6 years now, so using a bit more of a oomph in a program is going to be a little bit to get used to, I guess. So what is this? It is the first episode of the post I'm now starting writing professionally thing. Yeah, that's the big announcement, I guess. If you hadn't seen the blog post yet, I'm officially out of the corporate world and into the oh so scary and intimidating but awesome create stuff for your own desires world. I'm in the midst of working on a first draft and hoping that I don't freak out about it. So, yay. So that's really what this is becoming. This is becoming my hopefully daily audio journal in terms of what the project is doing, where am I with my writing, what am I doing in this or that or another, and what are my opinions about what's going on in areas of my interest. So really that's it. That's the introduction of things. These are supposed to be about 10 minutes long. I'm hoping to try to do a little bit of a talking on my morning walk thing like Nathan Lowell does, and that eventually some of these will take place as I'm out walking, as opposed to sitting here at the desk. But we'll see. I guess you'll know because the audio quality for those episodes will be a smidge different than this. But, you know, it is an interesting experience so far. Kind of a weird time dilation experience. I guess when you're doing things you like doing, the time really does pass faster because, well, it has been. A little bit has been because my days are different now than what they once were. I am very much a night owl. I prefer being up at night. Like I said, it is the small hours of Saturday right now. Just about 20 minutes shy of 1 a.m. And, you know, this is normal waking hours for me. In fact, my preference would be to stay up until around, oh, somewhere around 4 or 5 a.m. But I've been resisting that preference because, well, despite my desire to try to do things my way, I'm kind of respecting my wife's desire to spend time with me and not be on completely different schedules and all that fun stuff. She is still doing the day job, still in the corporate world. I'm hoping that she can get herself out of that soon and into her own create space, but, that's going to require me to get things rolling to create that buffer for her. So, that's where we are, you know? I'm working on the writing. She's backing up our family. And, yeah. That's it. So, I honestly didn't come up with any other topic to this because I honestly had no idea how long I was going to talk about what is to come and what isn't to come. Gonna try to edit some of this stuff out. Might leave it in because it's kind of funny. We'll see. This is meant to be a little bit more raw, so there will be a certain amount of editing, but it's not exactly meant to be a professional, hey, check me out show. It's meant to be an author blog. So, for example, what's about to happen, I'm gonna cut out. What you didn't just hear was the cough, so that I will be more considerate and not leave in for you. So what is going to happen? Well, okay. I'm gonna give you updates in terms of the story I'm working on tomorrow. But what's gonna work on. What the hell did I just say? What I'm going to be working on outside of the novel is I'm going to be trying to launch a Patreon in conjunction to launching this thing back up. It's the idea behind the Patreon is for the fiction, but this is going to be kind of a bonus in it, in that, I don't know, I'll do shout outs to people who donate on the Patreon, I guess. It's a daily thing, so, the likelihood of you getting your name shouted out is pretty high. Unless I get a lot of people, in which case, wow, cool. That is a problem I would like to have. But not really, the Patreon is going to be tied into the fiction. I've got plans to do short fiction, and by short fiction I mean short fiction, or otherwise known as splash fiction, daily, at least Monday through Friday. And once I get that rolling, which should be this coming week, the people who are on the Patreon get that a week ahead of time. It's free to people afterwards, but it's like, hey, you're supporting me here, get this stuff ahead of time. That way, if I decide, screw it, it's not gonna go out, well, you got to see it before, before I pulled it. So, and then on top of that, the books I'm working on, I'm planning on doing exclusive, the Kindle Unlimited thing with Amazon. And if I'm understanding what I've read in the contract right, in, or at least the terms of service, when I put that up on Amazon, I can't have the books anywhere else available. So what will happen is I'm thinking about making it to where if you pay a certain level into the Patreon, like I don't know, 5, 10 bucks, that I probably $5 for a week or two before the book goes up on Amazon, free copies of the book will be available. Essentially saying, hey, you donated, here's a copy of the book, because I'm living by the mindset, and I think it was Nathan Lowe who said it first, I know I've quoted him twice now, about having the 10,000 true fans or whatever. You just need 10,000 people to spend 10 bucks on you a year or something like that. And so my mindset is if you're already paying 5 or 10 bucks on the Patreon a month, then you are already great in my book. I shouldn't be using book metaphors, but you're already awesome in my mindset because you've already met that line of what I need from people. So, I mean, I do have to double check the Kindle Unlimited agreements, make sure that doesn't cause a problem before I officially write that down. But I don't think it does. Because essentially for a week period, probably 2 weeks before it goes up on Amazon, it'll be available. After that link goes away. And then it'll go up on Amazon, and you can no longer download it for free through the Patreon. Fulfilling the thing of, not being available anywhere else. Anywhere else. But, getting lazy, not used to doing this podcasting thing. Man, it has been a while since I recorded one of these. So, okay, that is the basis. So, get books out, do a Patreon, do a daily podcast, get 5 days a week short fiction. Try to do the 5-sentence fiction thing with Dakota. Yeah, that's such a iffy thing. It's a good idea, but I don't know how much it's worth the time, so we'll talk about that more in the future. But we are coming up just shy of 10 minutes, and we want to keep these things nice, short, and brief to whatever I'm pointing about until I'm rambling, because I'm already rambling, I'm talking about the time. That means it's time to go. So, we'll see how well I do with editing with Audition, see if I do better with this than Audacity, and if I don't do too well with this, then, we'll see. Shout out to, oh, hold on, I gotta give a shout out to somebody, so bear with me for a bit, and I'm probably gonna clip out the time I'm searching for this because it puts us over our limit, but I need to give a shout out because On Facebook, I got a new message about Hidden Grid, which is the Shadowrun podcast. So I don't know if the person who listens to Hidden Grid, who sent us a message, will listen to this. I hope he does. But, bursting for time. Okay. Shout out to John Blade for the, messages for Hidden Grid. Glad you're listening to the show, and sorry there's no more episodes. He got me listening to the Maria Mercurial episode because he wanted to know the starter song from it. And so what I think I'm going to do is I think I'm going to tack that song to the end of this episode, which I'm going to try to do more often, just add in some music. Hey, I have a Magnitude membership. I might as well use it, right? So, the song you're about to hear is from Sophia Maria from the album Twisted. The song's title is Under Your Spell. And the context for why this song for that particular game session was Maria Mercurial is a big kind of rock star in the Shadowrun universe, especially in the early 2050s when that game took place. So I wanted to find a character that was, or a female singer that could emphasize that really high energy spirit that, Maria Mercurial kind of pushed. And so I think it gave a kind of a really cool opening to the story. And I played with every episode with that session. So I'm going to go ahead and end this episode with that, which probably puts us over, I'm now at 12 minutes on the marker in terms of my recording time, and the recording of the song will put in is over 16 minutes. So, oh well, that doesn't count towards a 10-minute goal, I think. But I'm gonna try to do that more often. I'm gonna try to find a music, maybe not one every day. We'll see. I need to try to find ones that are not just on Magnitude. I'm rambling again. So, here's Sophia Maria, Under Your Spell, get from the album Twisted. It's on Google Music if you want to buy it. Otherwise, just listen to it on Magnitude, where you can listen to it on free. For free. Words, how do they work? All right, talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.